Bigay na lahat. Ano ibig sabihin nito? Sacrifice ang ibig sabihin nito. You sacrifice what you have for others. Hindi ko sinasabi, benta mo lahat kung anong meron, ha? Benta mo sa akin. No. Ibig sabihin nito, they sacrifice what you have just for other people. Willing kang magutom just to feed somebody. Willing kang uhaw just to quench the thirst of other people. Willing kang hindi kumain just to feed the hungry. Willing kang maglakad just to give pamasahe sa ibang tao. Sacrifice. Mamaya pag-uusapan natin yan. Every day, they continue to meet together. Tayo, kailan tayo nag-meet? So, wait lang, ano? Galit pa. Kasi pa lang namin. Pre-meeting pa. Sila? Every day. Bakit? Wala silang mole. Walang computer. Walang email. Walang gagawin. Kaya anong gagawin natin? Pensive tayo. Di ba? Ano ba kayo? Anong gagawin natin sa atin eh? Pero yung sabi ba, fellowship tayo. Anong gagawin niyo sa May 1? May 1. Anong gagawin niyo May 1? Outing. Di ba? Bakasyon. Anong gagawin niyo summer? Anong gagawin niyo December? Hong Kong tayo. Korea. May nasabi ba, fellowship tayo? No. But every day, they continue to meet. Ganun po kaluwang yung time nila. Okay? Ibig sabihin, pag meron kayong vacant time, pag meron kayong available time, let's have fellowship. At hindi kailangan tayo magkita-kita lahat. Mahirap po mag-organize, di ba? Mag-organize tayo ng outing. Tatlo kayo, pwede ng fellowship. Amen? Dalawa kayo, pwede tayo ng fellowship. Sister, mag-meet naman tayo sa McDo. Pag-pray mo naman yung ano problema ko. O, kain mo na. Pray. Do you agree? O, sister, halo-halo tayo. Tapos pray natin yung problem niya, ano, ng sister natin. Ayan. You pray together. That's how they meet. Ano pa? They broke bread in their homes and ate together with glad and sincere heart. Ano pa ginagawa? Praising God and enjoying the favor of all people. Napakasaya. This is the picture of the book of Acts. Wala silang inisip na lahat ng activity in life is fellowship. Makikita sila lagi. Then they sing to the Lord. Pag yun ay gagawin mo, sasabihin sa ibang tao, boring. Why, fellowship tayo, kakanta tayo. Let's open him. I'm boring. Ano ba sa natin? Basketball, takwatsa. Okay yan. Ang sabi ko, if you have extra time, if you have available time, let's spend together. Aside from this meeting, let us meet outside. Kaya sabi ng Colossians, Hebrew 10, let's read together. Let us consider how we may spur one another on toward love and good deeds. Let us not giving up meeting together as someone are in habit of doing, but let us encourage one another. And all the more you see the day approaching. Pag nag-meet together, you pray together, nai-encourage kayo. Right? Nagtutulungan tayo. Merong makikinig ng problem mo, may makikinig ng tuwa mo, may mag-share together with you. Magkastos konti ang fellowship. Green Hills Christian Fellowship had a budget for this. If you're a self-leader, meron kang budget. O itong budget mo ha, saan mo kayo pupunta? Starbucks, magkano? O yan, budget mo. You pray together. May budget sila. Bakit? Importante. You meet together. Bahala magkastos so we can meet together. Pag ginawa natin yan, another deficient tayo. Hindi na budget. Siyempre, pang-budget tayo Starbucks. Sa J-Po. Jollibee na lang. Pag-dunk-dunk na lang kaya. Dagdag sa budget. Okay? Pag ginawa ninyo yun, in your own expense na yan later. Ha? In your own expense. Ako ganoon din ang expenses ko. Ano? Last night, I spent 1,005 ano, just to meet the 12 young people. Pinakain ko pa. Para lang kausapin sila, para ma-encourage lang. Ano? It's very expensive actually. But you know, you are investing good to the people. Okay? You're investing good. I have one student na itong tao na ito before, lahat ng meeting namin, kain ang kain. Sabi ko, bakit tayo nag-meet? Sabi niya, brother, kahit din ang kain lagi. Ngayon, mayaman na siya. It's his turn. Mayaman na siya, no? From Philadelphia School.
Mayaman na siya ngayon.
Sabi niya, brother, kain tayo. Wow.
Nagbago yata.
At hindi lang yan. Tawagin natin si ano. Siya magbabayad lahat. Every time I come, we meet together, siya nag-sponsor lahat.
Sabi ko, good investment yung ginawa ko.
Kasi before high school, siya wala siyang pera. So I spend.
Ayan. Kaya kayo ganyan, gano'n ha? Si pastor na nag-asas na.
Tandaan mo yung phrase na yun. In the future, kayo naman ang mag-gastos. Okay? So there is expense dyan, kapatid. But you know, the beauty there is you can meet together, you can have fellowship. Amen?
Amen.
That's the function of the church. Lastly, now, second to the last. Fulfilling the ordinance of the Lord. And there are only two ordinances na pinapagawa ng church natin. The entry point and at the moment you are in the church. The entry point is the baptism. Okay? Baptism, I want to explain. Okay? Kasi maraming ibang baptism, iba ang kanilang thinking, iba ang pumasok sa kanila, iba ang tinuro sa kanila, at ang biblical baptism. And the other people, yung kanilang baptism is para masave ka na. Kaya nang tinanak yung bata, oh, para maging Christian ang bata na ito, masave, para mamatay siya, pumunta ng heaven, dali mo sa church, baptize natin. Hindi po yun. Tinatawag natin yan, dedication. Child dedication. Then, pag-baptism mo yun, even adult, binabaptize para masave? No. Binabaptize natin those who are saved already. Those who confess, accepted the Lord Jesus Christ. Baptism is a public announcement that I am already a Christian. Okay? So we do the symbolism of water. Pinapasok tayo sa tubig para ilubog. Then ilabas tayo. Then we have a new life again in Christ. Naintindihan natin? So those who truly accepted the Lord, if you want to be a Christian, I want you to be baptized. At the moment you are baptized, you are now part of the church, officially part of the church. Natindihan natin? So we do conduct. Sa ilalim nito, akala nyo may plywood dito? Meron ba dito? May nakatango dito. Ito yung baptism area natin. Nakita nyo bakit wala sa likod? Napansin nyo? Bakit hindi na lang doon sa likod natin? Because we want to show you the person whom you baptize. Nagkaroon ng public confession, nagkaroon ng public announcement of inward reality that I am already a disciple, a Christian, a follower of Jesus Christ. Hindi natin? So we do that every time we come. So those who hindi pa nabaptize, pag-isipan natin, hindi mo naintindihan, come to our brothers and sisters, then explain sa inyo kung paano. Number two is the Lord's Supper. Sabi ni Paul, for I see this brother Paul, for I receive from the Lord what I have passed on you. The Lord Jesus, on the night he was betrayed, took the bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, this is my body which is for you. Do this. Do this. Ordinance yan. Do this in remembrance of me. Kailangan natin ma-remember how Jesus Christ died. Kailangan when he died, ma-remember natin yung kanyang love. Para ma-remember natin yung kanyang sacrifice. Para masukat natin yung love niya sa atin. Sino ba ako? Jesus Christ died for me. Who I am? How big is my sin? Jesus Christ died for me. Isipin mo, Jesus Christ died for you while you are sinning. That's the how big is the love of God to us. Bakit na kailangan natin na-remember? So we can give praise to God. We can give thanks to God. Lord, thank you for your love. Lord, thank you for your sacrifice. Thank you for your dying on the cross 2,000 years ago. Lord, thank you for saving me. Kailangan reminder yan every day na tayo pa'y nasaved ng Panginoon. Wala siyang hiningin iba. So every time you have a Lord's table, tinatawag natin Lord's table. Kasi bakit daw tayo nag-Lord's Supper sa araw? So we call it the Lord's table. It's breaking of the bread. To remember the Lord's love for us. Lastly, service. That's the last function of the church. We serve one another. Let's read Philippians 2, 3 and 4. Go.
Do nothing out of selfish ambition
or in vain conceit, but in humility consider others better than yourselves. Each of you should look not only your own interests, but also the interests. This is the principle of service. Do not wait to be served, but to serve others like Jesus Christ. As you continue to read dito sa Philippians, pinakita dito na you need to be like Christ. To serve other people in humility. Huwag tayo isipin na ako ma-serve. Kailangan unahin natin yung tao. Kagaya ng pagkain, give plate to the other before you eat. Allow others to eat before you eat. That's how we serve one another. Next, you, my brothers, were called to be free, but do not use your freedom to indulge sinful nature. Rather, serve one another. Dinagdagan niya ng quality. Okay, dinagdagan niya. Anong quality? Dapat merong love. Nakangiti.
Kain na lang.
Di ba? Okay, kain na. Hmm.
Gops, dito, patangkat ka. Bigyan ng smile, my brother. Unahin mo senior citizen na tigas ang ulo mo. Pagkain mo, ang dami-dami. With love. Lagi natin love. Bigyan ng smile. At ang mga service natin ngayon, hindi lang pabigyan sa puso natin. Lagi natin ng smile. My brother, late ka na. Offering mo ah! Dinisip tayo! So we serve one another. Do not wait for ourselves to be served. Unahin natin yung pabila. Unahin natin ang senior citizen. Unahin natin yung mga mahihina. Unahin natin yung mga baby. Lagi tayong last. Sino yung mas malakas? Last time. Do you agree? Amen. So am I involved in service? And this service not only in the church, to the community, meron tayong service. Last time, marami tayong outreach, right? Pupunta tayo sa Hope for the Aged, community service, community to the nations. Kailangan pag may typhoon, sana ma-involve tayo. Pag may mga disaster, sana ma-involve tayo, kapatid. Kasi we need to serve other people, not only in the church. So today, naalala niyo ba ang function natin? Meron tayong anim. Number one, let's review together. Number one, to carry out the great commission of the Lord. Number two, to worship the Lord. Number three, to give out instruction. Number four, to fellowship. Number five, to healing the ordinance. Number six, service. Kailangan gawin natin yan. Huwag natin ilagay sa head natin. We need to serve. Do not sit down. I want you to function. Kasi ang church is not a dead church. Dapat tayo ay living organism. Buhay tayo. Okay, let's work together. Anong gagawin ko, brother? Anong gagawin ko, sister? What next? Ayan. Tapos na ako. What next? Ayan. So tayo po ay buhay tayo. Are you ready? Amen? Guys, are you ready?
Yes.
Let us pray. As you bow down your head today, I want you to pray. If you're not yet involved in any church activities, ask God to be part. Ask God to help you to take part in our ministry in this church. Even though you are old, even though you are so busy, ano ba yung part ko? Maybe to pray, maybe for encouragement, maybe for teaching, maybe for music, or whatever. Lord, thank you for reminding us for today. Maybe we are in the church for so many years. But Lord, so maybe we are not functioning as you have expected. The work is so heavy, maybe. It's so tasking. But Lord, by your grace, by your strength, we can carry on our obligation as a church. Help us to worship you more. Help us, Lord, to give. Help us, Lord, to serve with one another. Willing to share what we have. Willing to sacrifice what we have. And Lord, help us to continue to carry out the Great Commission. Help us, Lord, to be involved.
Lord, thank you for your word. Thank you for reminders. Thank you for the instructions that we have received today. Lord, continue to bless us. Continue to keep us. Continue to shower blessing upon us so we can be a blessing to many, to this church. Bless our family. Continue to protect them, to unite them. Continue to use up, train our young people, Lord, for the future use. Continue to multiply their talent. Lord, continue to preserve our children for the next generation to continue these truths. And Lord, bless our financial needs of the church. This is our prayer with thanksgiving. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Let's give a clap offering to God.